It's time now for the KNDY Coaches Corner wrap-up pregame show. It's hard to believe that the season is winding down, so let's take a look at what's all going on starting off in Nebraska. The postseason began for eight-man teams last night in the Cornhusker State, and of the two Nebraska schools we cover, one qualified for the postseason and one did not. Diller Odell finished the season last Thursday with a 52-6 loss at Falls City Sacred Heart. Head coach Chris Schluter says it was a tough one against the team who ended up with the number one seed in the playoffs.
Falls City Sacred Heart is continually, year in, year out, one of the better teams in eight-man football. And, you know, it's never a fun one when, you know, you go over there shorthanded and, you know, after a couple losses in a row, it's kind of a do-or-die game for you to get into the playoffs or not. We just didn't have things quite go our way. A good team like that, when you don't make plays, it can snowball in a hurry on you.
The Griffins finished the year with a 3-5 record. While not the season they had hoped for, Coach Schluter says he's still proud of his team in many ways.
Our kids really grew as a team. They've grown as young men. I really think that this group, we can send them out into the world and they're going to be productive people and they're going to be good people. And they came to work every day. You can have a few of those games where they don't go your way, and you can get a team that comes out and has that one bad egg that really makes practices tough and there's not a lot of effort. And that was never the case with these guys.
The Southern Raiders had to cancel their last regular season game because of COVID, and even with that, they still qualified for the postseason. However, they will not be able to play the bowl game. Head coach Kane Hoekstra says it's a disappointing end to the season.
It's kind of a bittersweet end to the season. Bitter that we don't get an opportunity to compete, but it's nice knowing that we earned that right to participate in the playoffs. It shows the strength of our schedule, beating some opponents that earned us enough points to earn that opportunity to compete in the playoffs. But we knew, times being what they are, that would be a situation that we might have to deal with.
The Raiders were to have faced rival Tri-County in the first round. Southern finishes the year going 3-4, and Coach Hoekstra is looking forward to next season.
We only had four seniors on our team. They were important contributors throughout the season, but there's only four. That's not very many. So we had some young kids that stepped up, and so that's what we were really excited about. We were encouraged by some of our underclassmen, particularly some sophomore or two that stepped up, and juniors that were consistent on both sides of the ball for us. And there's a little promise in our freshman class, too. So it was exciting to see what the future may bring.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Kansas. Axtell comes into tonight's game coming off their second consecutive victory, defeating Wetmore 58-12. Head coach Eric Detweiler said a quick start was one of the keys to picking up that win.
First drive, we went right down and scored, and then held them on their next drive and come back and scored right away and kind of put a little bit of doubt in Wetmore's mind. And proud of the way our kids played. We played with energy, and we're just getting better every week. It seems like our guys are more confident in themselves with each win, and I thought it showed on the field.
Tonight, the Eagles host Onega, and Coach Detweiler expects it to be a physical ball game, especially with postseason on the line for Onega.
I expect to get their best shot. It has playoff implications. Omega's always traditionally a hard-hitting team, great athletes, and their line seems to be doing a really good job of blocking. So, you know, we just need to stay focused, and I expect, you know, to get their best shot, you know, just like we do every other team every week, but, you know, maybe a little more this week with playoff implications at stake.
The Frankfort Wildcats have not played since October 2nd, and they will not play again till the 29th, the first round of the playoffs. Frankfort had to cancel their last two regular season games and finished with a 4-1 record, 4-0 in district play. Head coach Nick Anderson said his team was able to start practicing again a few days ago, getting ready for the postseason. But ready for who is the question.
We were originally told that we were going to be the one seed, and so we started preparing for who we thought we were going to play there. And now it doesn't sound like we're 100% sure that Casey is going to give us the one seed. So, you know, obviously we'll be a one or two seed, depending on a coin flip. Based on what I can tell, it's going to be Lakeside Downs or Thunder Ridge. So, you know, we've done some Lakeside prep, and now we're starting to dive into Thunder Ridge a little bit. So it's been kind of a whirlwind and kind of stinks that we don't know yet, but it is what it is, and it's out of our hands. So can't control it. We just got to do the best we can with what we got.
The team Frankfort will flip a coin against for the top spot in the district is Hanover. The Wildcats are 2-0 in the district, having two district games canceled. Hanover was off last week, and head coach Matt Hoyer said his team took that time to improve on themselves.
You know, I thought we did some good things both offensively and defensively, and even special teams, where we were able to put in a few things, kind of do a little bit of final adjustments before we get into the last regular season game and then the playoff push. And I thought our kids did a good job of taking that step forward and improving as a football team.
Tonight, Hanover wraps up the regular season at home against Wetmore, and Coach Hoyer says his team needs to execute the game plan.
We need to make sure we take care of the football, and we need to be fundamentally sound on both sides of the ball. You know, we're looking to be a little bit better on both sides of the ball as far as execution goes and being more assignment sound. You know, as long as we do that and we take care of what we're supposed to on our end, you know, be ready for anything that they might throw at us.
Washington County was to have played Clifton Clyde last week and a chance for the district title. The Tigers had to cancel that game and tonight's regular season finale against Valley Falls. Head coach Doug Thompson says it's now basically a waiting game.
We are still working with our AD and still working with the state just to see what exactly we're going to be able to do. So at this time, we can't do anything, but we are hoping to maybe get back next week and try to get our three practices in, and probably going to be on the road either at Little River or Canton Galva, whichever seed we get. And, you know, hopefully we're able to play, but basically just time will tell.
A week ago, Centralia had a non-district game against one-loss Linden on the road, and it looked to be one of the tougher tests for the Panthers in the last couple of weeks. Centralia won 48-17, and head coach Larry Glossick said a quick start and an even better second half led to the big win.
Came out well, had a good first quarter, 22-6, and then second quarter kind of had some penalties, and they had a couple good drives, and ended up being 22-17 at the half. And then hats off to our kids for coming out second half, and I think we just wore them down. Kids put together some great drives, and defensively, you know, held them out, so outscored them 26-0 second half.
Tonight, the Panthers finished the regular season at home against Wabunsee, and Coach Glossick says his team just needs to continue doing what they've been doing to get the win.
Keep playing well, you know, keep getting better, and they throw the ball all around and got a good quarterback and a good receiver, and you got to be sharp on defense, offense. You just got to keep blocking, keep running the ball.
Last Friday, Valley Heights headed into their game at Jackson Heights with some question marks due to their JV team being quarantined. The Mustangs only had 11 players available. Valley Heights won 56-15, and head coach Tony Trimble said no matter how many players they didn't have, the ones who were there were ready to go.
They were very excited that we were going to give them the opportunity to go ahead and play that game, and think that they had a lot of emotion involved in that. Jackson Heights has been a big opponent of ours the last couple of years, and they had knocked us out of the playoffs the last 2 years and beat us twice last year. So I think we were ready to go over there and play, and can't say enough about the kids' effort. 11 kids in an 11-man game, you never get a break, and I'm very proud of the way those kids performed.
Tonight, Valley Heights plays a non-district game on the road against 1-6 Northern Heights, and Coach Trimble said despite their opponent's record, his team must still be prepared.
We've got to just focus on us getting better. We talk about that all the time, and you know, we feel like if we go out and we improve this week, we should be able to take care of business and get ourselves set up ready for a playoff run.
The Marysville Bulldogs picked up their third consecutive victory last Friday, defeating Clay Center 20-0 on the road. Head coach Matt Hoyer said his team worked hard to prepare for the last few games, and it showed.
Well, I think there were a lot of factors that went into how we played on Friday. You know, I want to give our scout team a lot of credit because they gave us a good look all week at practice. I mean, I feel like our varsity kids really prepared mentally all week. They've bought into a lot of the little things that we're doing off the field. And I think that seeing that result on the field for a couple weeks in a row has really gotten them hungry to try to continue that success.
Tonight, Marysville hits the road and takes on Riley County for all the marbles in the game that will decide the district winner. Coach Hoyer feels it looks to be a game where both teams match up pretty evenly, but his squad must be ready to go.
It's going to be really important that we're prepared mentally and that we're assignment sound. We're going to have to tackle well. I think Riley's got some really good athletes. They can run it right at you. They throw the ball really well, too. Their defense is solid. Obviously, their district schedule is the same as ours, so they played a lot of the same teams. Athletically, I think that the two teams match up well. I think it's going to come down to trying to limit any mistakes and really just make sure that you're assignment sound. And you're going to have to take a few punches from each other, and we'll see who comes out the winner in the end.
And, of course, you can hear all the Bulldog action on AM 1570 and FM 94.1 in just a few minutes. We're just about ready to get things underway, as that's going to go ahead and do it for the KNDY Coaches Corner Wrap-Up Pregame Show. So sit back and relax and get ready for some high school football action right here on KNDY.